My brothers and sisters, I have been in distress for about 12, 13 hours. The reason why is because the Lord has put it on my heart to speak about death today, but I don't want to. I hate death. Death hates life, and I love life. Death partners with fear, and I hate fear. I hate fear more than I hate death. Fear and death war against love and life. God is love, and where there is love, there is life. Even where death tries to attack us with fear, we have the strongest of all weapons, love and life. In our first reading, God loves his people, even as they love themselves all the more. They've grown rich on their own designs, sought wealth by their own plans, their own strength. They have become dry. God is dead to them. They live a shadow life, lives which look strong on the outside but are brittle and hollow on the inside. Hard to find any authentic bone in their bodies. Does this sound at all familiar to us even today? I know this story. Relying on ourselves, trusting in love of our own ability to cope, our own ability to make, our own ability to do. Just like the Israelites, love of self brings fear. Fear of death. Fear of being out of control. Fear that God won't provide. I hate this fear of death in our culture. Fear of death underpins every attack in our world on life. Afraid to speak of God and love, full of fear of death, fear of dying to ourselves, we even attack babies and call it freedom. Doesn't your heart ache for your friends? Doesn't your heart cry out against the fear and death that smothers like a smelly wet blanket the loved ones who are so dry inside, like bones in the sun? No, I didn't want to speak this. In our first reading, Ezekiel is distraught, beside himself. So God of love and life promises to restore what was dry and dead, lifeless and inanimate. As we reflect on the love of life and God's power to restore, don't you want to cheer God on? You go, God. That's how I feel about it. You go, God. Do that thing you do. Do that amazing, loving thing that we call life. God is amazing and defeats death and fear. We hate fear. We hate death. But how does God bring this about? Notice in that reading, how does he defeat death and fear? He does it through Ezekiel speaking life, speaking the Spirit, which is love. To speak love, to speak God into other people's lives, brings life. Lives who are dead in fear come to life. To love God is to bring God. To love God is to bring God. To love God is to speak love into the stony hearts that are all around us. To love our families and friends, the walking dead, is to fight fear in us and in them. The fear in them, which we fight with what we receive today. We fight that fear of death with the word Jesus, with the person of Christ in us. As we enter into their brokenness, we enter into their lives that look so strong but are so weak. We add the love of God onto them, the flesh that we hear about, the Spirit that we bring. That's what God wanted Ezekiel to do. And that, of course, is our path of love also.